All right, welcome to Operation American Dream. I'm Daniel Amen. This is Eve Nasby. How are you, my friend?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
You ready to meet some cool people or what?
The most coolest people. That's not even good English, is it?
So Operation American Dream, veterans, military, friends, family, supporters. If you're in San Diego and you care about the military, you should pay attention.
You should.
Got Jim Sigona, Steve Snyder, and Jeffrey Hall, and you'll find out who those people are if you stick around.
Be prepared to be educated and inspired. You're gonna love it.
We'll be back. Operation American Dream coming at you right now. So, I'm pretty excited about this next guest.
Oh my goodness, he's incredible.
I had the pleasure of meeting Steve through the radio show, through Military Mondays, and we talked in depth about his dad and about his dad's story, Howard Warner. Why are we even talking about it? Steve's right here. Steve, thanks for coming
here.
In, man.
Good to see you.
Your dad, Howard Snyder, was a pilot in the 8th Air Force, right?
Correct.
And was shot down. During World War II, and you wrote a book about it. So we're here to kind of hear your dad's story and talk about yourself. And so thanks for coming in.
Great. Good to be here. Yeah, my dad was shot down in 1944, February of 44, by two German fighter planes. So the book goes into detail about what happened to each member of the crew after the plane went down. My dad was a pilot. And about all the Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help them after the plane went down. Five of the crew made it back, five of them did not. Mm. So the book was released in 2014, so it's just been about 2 years since it's been out. It's won 20 book awards in that time.
And you're not an author.
No, I have no writing background
whatsoever. You're the most successful non-author in existence.
20 book awards. Tell
me about your dad. Where did he grow up, and why did he end up in the Air Force? And
yeah, he was born in Norfolk, Nebraska, hometown of Johnny Carson. I moved out to California to Glendale when he was 13 years old.
Glendale, California.
Yeah. And as a result of the first peacetime draft in history by President Roosevelt in the fall of 1940, he enlisted in 1941 in Los Angeles. His first year was actually in the Army. He was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington. But he married Ruth Hempel, my mother, and they had a little baby girl. He thought, I'm not going to be able to support him, and I'm a private's paying in the Army. So he joined the Air Force.
And you'd do that back then, I guess.
Yeah. So he'd make more money
let
that
you
way.
Go.
Right.
Especially if he'd become an officer and become a pilot. So he went to England in 1943, October of 1943. He was missing in action, actually, for 7 months after his plane was shot down.
Well, tell me what happened. So he was on a mission in...
Yeah, they had bombed Frankfurt, and their bomb bay doors got hit by flak, and they couldn't get the doors back up, so that caused a drag in the plane. Mm-hmm. They fell behind the formation, and they were singled out by these two German fighters in the ensuing air battle. The Susan Ruth, the name of his plane, after my oldest sister, was shot down. After he bailed out, he was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture.
So when you say bailed out, he basically jumped out with a parachute on.
Yeah, the cockpit was in flames.
We're not talking about oh, here we go, throwing a parachute on and jumping into unknown skies.
Yeah. I can't believe it, what it was like for those guys who came down. You know, they had the shock of being shot down, their plane knocked out of the sky. They've come down in a foreign country. They don't know where they are. They can't speak the language. The people they're depending on to try to hide them can't speak the language. Mm-hmm. Any of them could be a collaborator and turn them in.
So your dad, Howard, ended up in the right hands, though. Like, he ended up...
Yeah, he parachuted out. His parachute got hung up in these trees. He was dangling 20 feet off the ground. And fortunately for him, a couple young Belgian farmers saw him and before the Germans got to him, and they helped him down out of the tree. And then he was hidden by various Belgian people for several months. Then he got tired of hiding. Mm-hmm. So he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys.
There's way too little show.
You can't make this stuff up.
You got to read the book. Yes. I mean, I guess is what has to happen.
And but
that's incredible.
That.
I mean,
great.
So he was evading capture for how long? For 7 months.
7 months. Mm-hmm. Then finally, on September 2nd, anniversary to 42nd anniversary tomorrow of 1944, he was liberated when Patton's Third Army came up through France after D-Day, and then he made it back to England and back to the States.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the process of writing the book. I mean, what made you want to write the book? What clicked where you're like, I'm going to write a book about and tell my dad's story?
Well, I retired after a 36-year career in sales for Vision Service Plan. And at that time, I had no intention of writing a book. I just wanted to go through all the material that my parents had kept from the war years and go into greater detail. And I started reading book after book about the air war in Europe. I joined all these World War II organizations, started going to reunions, listening to vets tell their story. I went on the internet, did just countless hours of research. And then finally in 2012, I came to the conclusion that the story of my dad and his crew were so unique and so compelling that people needed to know about it and read about it. So I decided to write a book.
Well, you also traveled to those places where your dad was hidden.
Yes, I've been to Belgium 4 times. A lot of the places where he was hidden are still there. Homes where some of the Belgian people hid him, and also a farmhouse where he stayed with the French resistance.
And he was also with you, and you also were able to extrapolate some of these stories as he went back there and kind of relived those memories. That's where I think he started telling more, because World War II veterans just don't talk about what they went through.
Right. They built a memorial in 1989 to my dad and his crew. Mm. And when he went back for that, he was reunited with a lot of the Belgian people who had hit him and saw those places where he's hidden. And it brought all the memories back. And that's when he really started talking about it.
How much of the story did you know previously? How much did your dad share with you? And how much did you ultimately unearth through kind of doing the research for the book?
Well, I knew all the basics, but really I learned so much more during the research. Mm. There was a war crimes report that involved 3 members of the crew who were killed later after they bailed out, that went into detail, and they interviewed Belgian people, German officers. That gave me a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And then there was 2 Belgian gentlemen, they were young boys that during the war, who became historians afterwards, and they interviewed all these Belgian people and members of the Belgium underground, and documented their testimony about events that took place involving my dad and his crew. So it was unbelievable detail, that a lot of which my dad didn't even know about. Mm. Mm.
And you found the Luftwaffe pilot that shot your dad down.
Yes, amazingly.
And he's 92 years old. He's still here.
Hans Berger. Yeah, they actually shot each other down. His Focke-Wulf fighter shot my dad's B-17 down. But then the gunners on my dad's plane shot his plane down, too. He bailed out and made it through the war. He's 92 years old. I just went over, step back. He became a translator after the war, fortunately for me, so I interviewed him through email and over mm-hmm. the telephone for the book. But just this last May, I went to Munich and filmed an interview with him. And so we met face-to-face for the first time, and that was just, I get chills just talking about it.
You talk about, the importance of learning the lessons of the past. You're not, so aside from being a cool read and an interesting read, I mean, what do you think is important about kind of learning those, looking back at the history and the past and stuff? I mean, that's got to be, it's got to be interesting for all types, whether you're into military or not,
Well, my motto is kind of, it's our duty to remember.
Sure.
And really the tribute, the book is a tribute not only to my dad, but his crew and all members of the 8th Air Force, and really all the veterans of World War II. There were 16 million World War II veterans, and 95% of them are gone.
Wow.
One passes away every 3 minutes. And pretty soon those guys are not going to be with us any longer. So we need to remember what their sacrifices they made to preserve freedom. Really, that's my goal, is just to get the word out, make people think about what took place 70-some years ago. Mm-hmm. And to honor these guys.
So are there any other books coming up, or any other, I heard maybe a documentary of some sort?
In May, besides going to Munich to film the interview with Hans Berger, I went to Belgium and spent several days there filming all the locations that are talked about in the book. So I plan to make a documentary this coming year.
And what's the best place? So if you want to pick up Shot Down, the true story of pilot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. What's the best place to pick it? Is it Amazon, or do you have a website that people should go to?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble stores. If you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website, which is stevesnyderauthor.com. And it's also sold in the gift shops of all the major air and war museums in the United States, like the World War II Museum in New Orleans, even the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on in the limited amount of time that we have here.
Great
just pretty
stories.
Amazing stuff.
Wow. I can't wait to read the book.
Well, I appreciate that. It's an amazing read.
So, author stevesnyder.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Pick up the book.
stevesnyderauthor.com.
I almost messed you up. stevesnyderauthor.com. Go on stevesnyderauthor.com. Pick up a copy of Shot. Pick up your autographed copy of Shot Down. And we'll be right back with more Operation American Dream.